Coach Joy Robinson. Coach, congratulations. A huge win, 21-14 over Owen. And Owen's always tough, but playing Owen at home and getting the win, just a tremendous victory.
It was just a huge night, and our kids knew it. And to come back from last week and be able to play as hard as we played, and you know, we're beaten banged up too. I mean, we got a lot of kids who's playing hurt. And I just thought we played with a lot of heart and thought tonight.
Coach, first drive, Owen took it down the field, and you went three and out, and but your kids turned it right around, got back on track, took the lead before the half, and a lot of courage out there tonight and a lot of heart.
There was, and when you come into somebody's place and they take it down and score on you, you know, it looked pretty bleak from the offensive standpoint for a little while for us, but, you know, once we see where you're at and see some things, and the coaches upstairs do a fantastic job, and once we see things and see where they're at, our kids really believe in our system. And I think that's important. They never doubt our system, and I thought things, we threw the ball a little more than we usually did tonight, than we usually do. And this team's got a lot of talent, and it's just a way of using it.
Caleb Fowler, a very good quarterback for Owen, runs the ball well, but you had six sacks tonight, a lot of hurries, a lot of plays where he was hit right as he released the football. Tremendous job from all your youngsters getting after Owen as far as pressure on the quarterback.
It was, and we had some young kids coming up and play for us pretty good. You know, Sam Howell came in and played a fantastic game defensively. We knew that we was going to have him step up, and he played about the whole game defensively. And Jackson Young come in and spelled Trenton, so he wouldn't have to go the whole game both ways, and he put a lot of pressure. But, you know, one thing we also done offensively, as soon as we saw that Fowler was guarding Drew, we went after him. And, you know, I told Drew every single – I asked Drew, I said, you know, what kind of shape are you in? He said, I'm in great shape. And I said, good, let's take him deep every play. Let's make him run. And, you know, Drew took him deep every play, and him playing him man-to-man, I think that wore him out. And, you know, that's just – you know, it's a tribute to Drew and how hard he's worked in the offseason. And if they're going to put your best player, and that's a quarterback, on him, it wears him out. We've done the same thing against Hendersonville when they put Desmond Whiteside on him.
Coach, you made the tempo very fast at the end. And Coach Kenny Ford couldn't get his defense settled. He even had to call a timeout, try to settle him down. And that really put them on. They were on defense, but really on the defensive.
It did. He's such a good coach. And he's very... He watches a lot of film, and he does a lot of study, and you know, we've emulated some stuff from him. And the one thing that he does is he sees formations and he sets defenses, and he'll blitz your formations. And so we wanted to get them hurried in a hurry up to where they can't sit there and pick out what we're in and what we're doing, and you know, and not let him holler out there and tell them what they're doing. Kenny likes to get on that field and call defenses after the offense is set, and we didn't want to let him do that. And so, you know, he's just a great coach and a great guy, and he has a lot of respect for us. And even when the bad times were here, he had respect for us, and I appreciate him for that.
Coach, that last drive took a lot of time off the clock. You had to turn it over on downs, and then your kids stepped up once again and held them and were able to run out the clock and get the victory.
It did, but I was proud of that drive.
Yeah.
I mean, we made some big conversions. We kept the ball for just about the entire time. I don't like turning it over. I never do, but you know, we took some shots tonight, and you know, we just missed Eli for a touchdown on that dump. We had him, and you know, Mentai was laughing about it. But that's just plays, and you got to take chances. And we took some chances tonight. We faked some punts. We've done some onside kicks, and we've done some things out of the norm tonight. But when you have talented kids and your defense is playing as well as ours is, you can do that.
All your backs ran extremely hard, straining for each yard, and in a lot of situations you needed every yard you could get.
We did, and I thought mixing it up helped us. I thought Austin had a big night. And then when we brought Nick in for him at the three-back, I thought Nick had a big night. And that allows us to rest. You know, I played Nick for about two or three possessions at a three-back, which we hadn't done a lot of, and we're going to do that more. And that allows Austin to rest. And, you know, when you're playing the Mike and the one-back, that's tough. And then I thought Eli and Nick and Doulas all carried the ball extremely well tonight.
Big win on the road and, of course, at home next week. I know you'll be glad to be back at Briggs Stadium.
Oh, we'll be tickled death to get back there. And you know, the conference is such a jumble now with Mitchell beating Polk and Avery beating Hendersonville. And you know, everything's just a juggernaut right now. And the thing I like, we just got to worry about us and win it out. And, you know, we got to take care of business. And we finish up at home with our last two. So we got two games we got to get through and then get back to the house.
Coach, really proud of the job you did coaching this week and your whole staff. A great game plan executed well by your youngsters.
Well, when you got good kids, you can do that. And I've got a great coaching staff. And, you know, there's no telling how much time Coach Pope and some of these guys watch film and try to get tendencies And, you know, it's a grueling week. It was a really hard week for us preparing. And so I'm just proud of the coaches and, you know, proud of the players. And just want to get back to E.L. Briggs. That's where we like to play.
Congratulations, Coach.
Thank you.